and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word of God to which we direct our attention this morning is our gospel reading from Luke chapter 2. You may be seated. On this morning, the King of the universe, the Savior of us all, the long-awaited Messiah has finally arrived. He's laid in the manger, doted on by Mary and Joseph, spied upon by curious animals around that feeding trough, and Luke tells us this newborn Savior King is wrapped in swaddling clothes. There really is a learning curve to learning how to swaddle a baby. And I am no expert by any means, not to make you think that I am in any way. Sure, for some it might come naturally, but if you ask any parent, they're going to tell you that for most, learning how to wrap a baby tight like a burrito takes some practice. What's to say it didn't take Mary 1, 2, 10, or 12 times to get it right? Because she didn't have the advantage of watching a YouTube video to speed the process along, to figure it out. She simply had to figure it out on her own. And she needed to figure it out because swaddling a baby was and is not merely an act of tender care from parent to infant. It is that for sure, but it's also critical to providing that newborn with warmth and with security. Both things that are essential to that brand new baby being able to fall asleep. And that's what all parents want, don't they? That newborn to finally fall asleep. And Mary, for sure, wanted Jesus, meek and mild as he may have been, to be all tight and warm and wrapped up. But I'm sure she also wanted a nap on that first Christmas morning. Traditionally, newborns would be washed with water. They'd be rubbed with salt and olive oil. And then multiple strips of fabric, likely torn from various garments and other household items, would be wrapped tightly around that child, securing their tiny arms to their sides and their legs together, and serving to shield them from the cold. But they were wrapped up in more than just mere strips of cloth. Each newborn was wrapped up in love, as mom ensured that her little treasure, and in this case our Lord and Savior, was safe and sound. The swaddling cloths that wrapped up our Savior on this Christmas morning are small, but they're an important detail. It's Jesus' first outfit, after all. If we could call it that, right? I just had a conversation this morning with somebody about whether or not we call boys' clothing outfits or whether or not they should just be clothes. I say boys wear clothes, girls wear outfits. But this was Jesus' first set of clothing, wasn't it? More than that, these swaddling clothes are a picture of what this child, once grown, will provide for all of us. And so we start with the warmth. Temperatures aside, this world is a cold place. We don't like to dwell on it on Christmas morning, but life is full of broken promises, tension-filled relationships, awkward interactions, gut-wrenching rejections, and terrible misunderstandings. And these all can leave you feeling like an outsider, alone, and caught in the cold, if you will. Perhaps you felt the cold this holiday season, at a time when relationships are front and center. This season is packed with opportunity to feel full force the dysfunction so common to human interaction. And yet born in Jesus this Christmas morning is the promise that you will never be stuck out in the cold when it comes to your Creator. Yes, our sins and our struggles earn us an outsider status, a rightful rejection when compared to the beauty of our God and the standard for life and love that He's given to us and that He desires from us. But this baby was born to bring just such outsiders back into the fold, back into the family of God. This child will grow to live the life of love that we should live, but we fail to. And in faith in Him alone, His perfect will, His perfect fidelity to the will of God will be credited to us. It'll be credited to us so that we can enjoy it as our own. Clothed, swaddled, if you will, in His perfection, we also enjoy His status. We are welcomed into God's grace. We are welcomed into His pleasure and God's family as a son and as a daughter. You might be on the outs with any number of people in this cold world. You might have outsider status in all kinds of clubs and groups. But one relationship will never more be in doubt. Our status is safe and secure. And the one that's safe and secure is the one where we reside in the light and in the warmth of God's love. He cherishes you. He celebrates you. He dotes on and smiles at the very thought of you. Much like, as you might imagine, Mary does with the newborn Savior. And one day at the return of Christ, the acceptance that you have with God will shine brighter than any rejection you've ever experienced and any dysfunction that exists between you and others. In addition to that warmth that wrapping and swaddling provides, there's also the safety and the security. If an infant's arms and legs are left flailing, they can feel vulnerable. They shake and they shiver, and then they feel as if they're falling. There's also the fact that they're prone to the scrapes and cuts from their tiny, yet surprisingly sharp fingernails. I don't know how that works. Things are so sharp. But wrapped up tightly, they feel, and indeed they are, safe. We too are exposed. This world is not only cold, but dangerous. Death is all around us. As the scriptures say, Satan prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Cancer strikes a loved one. A moral failure takes out the career of a respected friend. Divorce pulls apart a home that you thought that you fought and sacrificed for. The list goes on and on. The attacks of this sin-sick world come at us from all sides. But this brave little boy, born this morning in Bethlehem, has come to confront every evil that threatens us and every battle that assaults us. He's here to live, to fight, to die, and to rise. Because He is a man who has come into this world on a mission. And in this brief life, Jesus is going to face every evil. He'll confront every terror, taking each and every one, including death, head on. And He will crush them all. Sure, He's going to win by losing, and it will confound us at first, but in dying, in being rejected by his own people, punished for crimes that he didn't commit, and giving his life on the cross as if he was the chief of sinners, this newborn brings new life into the world. He will drain the world's evil of its power, absorbing it all, along with God's wrath, into himself, and rendering this world impotent to lay any kind of permanent claim on us. The baby born in Bethlehem came to die. He will go from being washed in salt and olive oil and wrapped in swaddling clothes to being bathed in perfume in preparation for his burial, wrapped in grave cloths, covered in spices, and set in a tomb. But he will rise victorious. And through faith in this child, through a relationship of dependence upon who this baby is and all that he will do, his victory over this dangerous world becomes our victory. Yes, it may at times feel as though we're flailing, as though we're falling. We're going to receive cuts and bruises and scratches and scrapes, but there will be no fatal blows for those who belong to Jesus Christ. We, like he, will be wrapped, swaddled in safety and security. There is nothing more loving, more sweet, than the love of a mother toward her newborn child. Her eyes fixed on him, her arms hesitant to let him go. Dads, I know you must have experienced this, trying to hold your newborn baby in the hospital, yet have to grab her away from mom, right? Because that loving mother just doesn't want to let go. Tears running down her cheeks as she watches him wiggle and move and yawn and stretch. There is little more loving to behold as she slowly, deliberately takes a tiny blanket, wraps it around his little body and tucks it just right so that it will stay put. She holds him, rocks him, and then he and she finally fall asleep. Such love, such a gift. Ask any mom and they will tell you that there is no better present to hold in your hands. Mary's love for the Lord on this Christmas day is a glimpse of God's love for all of us in Christ Jesus. Did you know that God the Father, because of Jesus Christ, looks upon you with an even greater love? That his eyes are fixed on you and that you are held in his hands? It's easy and understandable if your mind is distracted by other gifts being given and received on this Christmas morning. You go over to our house, it's a disaster area over there right now with wrapping paper and all sorts of things. So it's understandable if we're distracted by all of the other gifts that are being given and received on this morning. But there should be a moment, at least one, when you realize that you too are swaddled in warmth and security and in the care of the one who loves you more than you can possibly imagine. And why not let that moment be right now? Because you are warm, secure, and safe in the love of Jesus. How might life be different if you fully grasped that truth? Truly understood the love of God that is yours, now and forever. Because it is, in fact, yours. Would you live with a little bit more bravery, willing to take on the things that are of the greatest consequence, knowing that God has your back? Because He does. Would you let go of some of that anxiety, knowing that you already possess that which matters most? Because you do. And moreover, God possesses you in His loving arms. Might you sleep more soundly at night, knowing that life's biggest battles have already been fought for you and won for you? Because they have. Might there might be a bit more boldness in word and deed and more lightness in your heart if you just grasped how tightly you're wrapped in the good things of God through Jesus Christ. Because, and this needs to be very, very clear, God has got you. And He's never going to let go of you. The swaddling clothes that wrap our Savior are a small, but they're a very important detail. They are a picture of what this child, once grown, will provide for us all. What we receive this day, a beloved child wrapped in love, is what we all, through this child, get to become. Now that's an incredible gift. Merry Christmas. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.